on the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Today is a whiskey episode, and we are discussing the 2025 Diageo special releases. So,
yes, this is one of my favorite times of year.
Hey now.
So here are the whiskeys we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing them kind of quick because we've got eight to go through, which is more than we normally do. So we've got the Talisker Molten Seas, the Oban Heart of the Harbor 12-year-old, the Rose Isle Harmonic Grace 14, the Singleton of Glen Ord Into the Blues 17, the Tennineck Single Grain Scotch Whiskey Daring Rye 8-year-old, the Kleinleash Waxen Sun 18, the Daiyuan Marbled Treasures 21, and the Lagavulin Grain and Embers 12. So, pretty good day in the basement.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are here tasting some lovely whiskeys, and today we've got some really fun ones. But joining me today is Madman Brent.
Yes, and you guys promised to release me after I did this show, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We'll cut the restraints. Good old boy Harm.
Don't release him from the shackles yet. We're drinking scotch today.
Yeah, and good old boy Justin.
Pleasure to be here. Don't let him out till I finish putting out my cigars.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And today is a whiskey episode, and we are discussing the 2025 Diageo special releases. So
yes, this is one of my favorite times of year.
Hey now.
So here are the whiskeys we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing them kind of quick because we've got eight to go through, which is more than we normally do. So,
well,
we
back in the day before our old format.
Okay. Yeah. So we've got the Talisker Molten Seas, the Oban Heart of the Harbor 12-year-old, the Rose Isle Harmonic Grace 14, the Singleton of Glen Ord Into the Blues 17, the Tennineck Single Grain Scotch Whiskey Daring Rye 8-year-old, the Kleinleash Waxen Sun 18, the Daiyuan Marbled Treasures 21, and the Lagavulin Grain and Embers 12. So, Justin, we rate everything on 1 to 5. Give me a number. Give me one.
Going to do number 4.
Okay.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
All right. So, Harm, why don't you read us in and tell us a little bit about the special releases.
Thanks, Bob. Each year, the folks at Diageo search through their long list of distilleries and stocks to create a unique collection of whiskeys for their special releases collection. This year's theme is the Horizons Unbound, with eight bottlings that they created to display twists on the traditional styles of each of the eight whiskey distilleries they're using. Created by Diageo master blender Dr. Stuart Morrison, the special releases are one of the most anticipated releases every year in the Scotch world. And I'm salty about this because we're in April now when we're recording. I don't know when this show is going to go out, but we still haven't received the 2025 releases in South Florida. I'm mad, Diageo. All right. The very first one.
I don't think they care.
They don't care. But you know what? I still love the 2024s. So the Talisker 2025 Molten Seas 14-year-old ABV is 53.9%. And that's 107.8 proof. The whiskey is aged in ex-bourbon barrels before being finished in new American oak casks that was toasted with the heat of volcanic rocks from the Isle of Skye, where Talisker is located. That is a unique expression. So the nose on this is kind of, it starts out really mellow. There's nothing there at first. And then you get this medicinal note. And that goes to wood smoke. And then it starts going towards sea salt as it breathes. And it gets fruitier as you go. And it just takes a lot to bring this out. It's very muted. I added water. And then all of a sudden, that ocean note, this maritime note comes out. So the smoke is there. It's like a bonfire on the beach. But you're smelling more the ocean. You're very far away from that bonfire. And now on the palate.
Brent's shaking his head. No.
No, it's a balance. No, it's balanced. The bonfire and the peat and the ocean
is good. But you're far away from the bonfire.
It's balanced. It is balanced.
So the entry is very creamy. It's pretty mellow. It's kind of sweet and salty. But the water brings out some more fruit. I get very little pepper on the finish. Some sea salt. And I don't know. It's just elegant and beautiful. It just goes on and on. The finish is very long, but water really improved it for me. Justin, what do you think?
It reminds me of Outlander. When you touch the stones, you get transported to a different place in a different time. And I'm definitely at a barbecue on the beach in Scotland, drinking some scotch, and it's just unreal how it will envelop all your senses. What'd you think, Brett?
Yeah, this one to me is a light, fresh kind of a scotch. You know, there's nothing, just light, fresh, balanced. Nothing stands out. Nothing goes against it. It's enjoyable, but
I think something stands out. I think it stands out as very well made whiskey. Look, it reminds me of the Talisker 30-year-old I've had, which is like one of the tasting notes from my friends said, this is fresh linen drying on a clothesline in the sunshine. You've got that beautiful nose. It's delicate. This is not the Talisker that's going to punch you in the face.
Right, exactly.
Bob?
I thought it was lovely. And again, it was a nice whiskey until I added water. Once I added water, it went up a whole nother notch. The sea just leaped out of the glass. You could smell the salt air. You could smell the seaweed. You can smell the sand.
Justin actually had it right. Yeah. It was like, oh, he's in a Highlander episode. Yeah. Was Outlander episode.
Yeah.
Completely changed whiskey. Add a little water to this, and it jumps up a full point for me. So, I mean, now it's a fantastic whiskey. So we're going to be giving the Talisker Molten Seas 14-year-old a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
but it's not like the 5 sips like we do in the bourbon shows where it's a punch in the face.
No.
This is elegant and delicate.
Well, Brent, tell us about the next one.
Thanks for giving me one I can pronounce properly.
There you go.
Oldman Heart of the Harbor, 12-year-old, 54.7 ABV, 109.4 proof. This is matured in ex-bourbon barrels. It's got a nice straw color. It's on the nose. You get a little sweetness to it. You can smell the sea in this one as well. And especially add some, this one here also needed some water to make it little pop a little bit. On the palate, you get a little tingling of the little bit of spices, but you get some fruit, like a peaches.
It's definitely peaches, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's nice. The finish is, it lingers, you know, it's not too long, it's not too short, it lingers and stuff, and that, but that fruitiness just stays with you for a long time. Justin?
I had to drink this all afternoon to get the peaches, but I finally did.
Well, good.
The finish was all back palate for me, and the nose was ocean. It was fun. What'd you think, Bob?
I enjoy this one. I've always liked Oban. It's always been a good one for me, but yeah, there's also the sea influence on this one, but it's not nearly as pronounced as the last one.
There's a little bit of soapiness to it. Yeah, here,
you know
for
what?
Me.
And this one here, the longer this one sits in the glass, the better it's getting over the time. Over
air
a period
and
of
water
time.
Make this
air and water
stunning.
Is really, really helping this a lot. So
yeah, until I added water again, this one moved up for me a whole point based on the air and the water. It's got a smooth, it's got a lovely, hold on. It's got a lovely creaminess on the palate. The peach just leaps out of the glass, especially once you add water.
I smelled it before I tasted with the water, but really the water brought it out even more.
I didn't get as much on the palate as I did on the nose until I put the water in. real well done, really well balanced. I really enjoyed this. What did you think, Harm?
There's nothing left in my glass, Bob. I already drank it. It's smooth and creamy and peachy and salty and spicy. It's got thank you, Brent. Brent didn't drink all of his because he is a fool who drinks bourbon only.
Fool.
You're a fool who only drinks bourbon.
Hey, my glass.
And you're a generous fool. Thank you for having me.
My glass is empty now.
It's empty now. Oh, my God. Absolutely beautiful mouthfeel. I don't know if I like this one better or the Talisker. I think the Talisker is more to my liking because of the delicate nature of this.
Yeah.
But the Oban is a great expression of Oban. It's different from some of the others or tend to be, because most Obans you get are very sherry finished. This is more bourbon. Love it.
Yeah. And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we had just finished discussing the Oban Heart of the Harbor 12-year-old. We're going to be giving that a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our next whiskey, which is the Rose Isle Harmonic Grace 14-year-old, 55.9% ABV, 111.8 proof. This is aged in a combination of refill and rejuvenated cask, and this is the oldest Rose Isle yet released in the special releases. So
it's only the third release of Rose Isle for the special release.
It's got a real nice clean nose. It's pastry, vanilla, yellow cake, a little bit of apple. Some nice vanilla on the nose, on the palate. Hold on. On the palate, lovely, nice mouth coat, creamy, a little bit sweet on the front of the palate, a little bit fruity. There's some nuttiness on the back palate. But with this one, once I added water, the butterscotch absolutely leaped out of the glass. Completely different with water.
You're welcome, Bob. I told you to do that.
This one changed a lot with water.
And it's butterscotch bomb with the water.
Yeah, it's like you dropped a Werther's in it once you add water to it. So,
yeah, it's a very delicate scotch. Again, this one, you know, some of the scotches that you're used to, you know, they really, really come at you with the bold, big bold flavors and stuff. And this one is more refined and delicate.
They come at you with a kilt with no underwear.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's how
you don't wear underwear with a kilt. What's wrong with you?
Right. I don't wear underwear with pants. I don't wear pants, so. Yeah. But yeah, so this one is...
We did wish you were underwear, I'm just saying.
A much more delicate scotch, so those flavors really kind of come out at you, and they're all smooth, there's no
astringent. I understand what you're saying, but I felt like the last one was more delicate than this. Water brought out more flavor for me. I got that butterscotch that Bob was talking about. I got green apples. I got creme brulee. This is a bigger, but
it's a nice little sipper. I mean, it's, you know, you just take it and you just enjoy it for what it is. It doesn't have that scotch punch to it. So I can see how this whole collection
you don't want
that they're
any
doing
peat,
it.
I know.
No, I want unscotchy scotch. Yes.
Well, there is unscotchy scotch.
So Rose Isle is a space side. This unpeated. It tends to be, in previous releases we've had, it was a vanilla bomb. Today we're tasting green apple and butterscotch more than vanilla. it's still more. It's I don't think I wouldn't call it delicate. I don't think I'd call it delicate. I think it stands up to the challenge of being a great whiskey.
I'm not saying that it's not. I'm just saying it's a great delicate whiskey.
I don't think it's delicate. I think it's a great Scotch from Speyside. I just think you're expecting everything to be peaty.
No, okay. I don't think everything's right. Supposed to be peaty.
Knife fight in a parking lot.
All right, that's all right. Yeah. Brent, I mean, Justin, what do you think?
Green tea and orange sherbet on the nose, creamy and fragrant cashews on the palate, and I got the vanilla and cake elements on the finish. That's it.
I don't get your orange, but I'm good. You got a rating, Bob?
Yeah, I don't get the orange either, but okay. We're going to give you, we're giving the Rose Isle Harmonic Grace 14-year-old special release 2025 a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So let's have Justin tell us about our next one.
The Singleton of Glen Ord into the Blue 17-year-old. 55.5 alcohol by volume or 111 proof. The Singleton 17-year-old expression is a blend of two different. The Singleton of Glen Ord liquids, one finished in Mexican ex-mezcal casks and the other in second fill Spanish sherry casks. So on this one, I got it kind of dry. I definitely got the mezcal.
The vegetal.
Nose on it. Yeah, the vegetal notes from it. On the palate, it's smooth. A little dry for me. With nice salty ginger and salt on the finish. What did you think, Brent?
So very few scotches, bourbons, etc. use a mezcal cask
too
properly.
Many, if you ask for me. You say very few, but it was very trendy a few years
ago.
Well,
yeah, but I mean, too many of them don't do it properly.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. You said the word properly.
Right.
Too many, if you do it properly. You're right.
Right. Too many don't do it properly. And this one really captures the essence of how to use that mezcal cask and use it to enhance the flavor of the scotch versus overpowering it with leaving it in too long or you know, or something.
I've had rye overpowered by mezcal.
Exactly. And it just happens. And I'm like, I don't want that. If I wanted a mezcal, I'd have a mezcal, you know. Yeah. I wanted it to enhance the scotch, not take away from it. And this one really does a great job of that. Harm?
Yeah, I didn't read the description of it because I wanted to just come at it without doing that. And so I didn't realize there was mezcal in here. Now that you've told me there's mezcal, I can taste the mezcal. So you're right. They've done a very good, judicious finish in this. It's not overpowered. But that being said, I just don't like the result. I feel like it's more vegetal than I like. It's complex and dry, and it's just okay. I mean, it's a nice whiskey. But it's not what I expect from Singleton of Glen Ord. Singleton has three different distilleries. There's Glendullen, Glen Ord, and one more I can't remember. McDuff or something like that. Whatever it is. The Dufton. It's the Dufton. So Singleton, Dufton. And in America, we get the Glendullen. And then there's Dufton and there's Glen Ord. Glen Ord tends to go to the Far East and Europe only. And when we get Glen Ord in America, I go crazy for it because usually the Glen Ord is the better quality stuff. I feel like they've ruined it with the mezcal. It's not for me. Bob, what do you think?
I think Brent is right.
I'm like you. If I want a mezcal, I'll drink a mezcal. I'm not a big fan of mezcal finished whiskeys. This one was probably one of the best done I've had, but again, it's not my thing. I think they took a really good whiskey and probably brought it down a bit.
Yeah, because Glen Ord is used. You're known for those beautiful fruity notes, and they're not here.
I think if they put it in a used bourbon cask or a twice used bourbon cask or
French oak
or Sherry. Neutral. I think it would have been better. But we've got what we've got.
They probably got a good deal on ex-mezcal barrels. Yeah.
They were on sale. It was super trendy a few years ago, and now we're seeing the
BOGO. Yeah. Yeah. The nose is really dry. It's a little bit flat for me. You definitely get the vegetal mezcal-y kind of hit to the nose. I mean, they had some sherry cask, but I'm not picking it up on the nose at all.
Yeah, it totally tastes like mezcal.
Don't taste it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. you know, on the palate. A little bit salty, a little bit spicy on the back palate. But again, it's just, to me, it's the mezcal is overpowering it. I think there was probably a really good whiskey under there. Is it bad? No, it's not bad. And I wouldn't turn my nose up if somebody pulled a bottle of this out. But I think I'm disappointed because I think it probably would have been a five if they left it alone.
I'm upset because I remember last year's. Last year's was so much better than this. I know we're not supposed to compare previous whiskeys.
It's hard not to sometimes, you know? It's just hard. It's tough when you have something you remember from a year ago and then you got something new. And
yeah. Well, we're going to give this Singleton of Glenord three sips. And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the Singleton of Glenord, and we're going to move on to our next whiskey in the special releases. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
The Tinninnic single grain Scotch. Sorry, Tinninnic single grain Scotch Daring Rye 8-year-old is 60.3% ABV, 120.6 proof. This is Tinninnic's first single grain Scotch whiskey made using only rye and malted rye and barley. So it's a single grain, meaning you can't call it a single malt whiskey unless it's made with malted barley. So grain whiskeys are made with wheat, corn, or rye. So this is made using malted rye and barley, and it's mashed together for distillation that's matured in ex-bourbon casks. The color is okay. It's in that beautiful gold. The nose, it's herbal and spicy, and it's weird. It reminds me of my grandma's closet. It's an old woman's linen closet.
You spent way too much time in the closet.
Oh, my grandmother's closet didn't smell like mothballs.
Your grandmother was in the closet?
No, she wasn't in the closet. It was her linen that was in the closet.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
People weren't as understanding.
He was hanging out there.
Yeah, but
one day Harm will come out of the closet. We'll wait.
Yeah.
Hey.
But when he does, it'll be sticks? Fabulous.
I do, yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of fabulous.
It smells like old linen that's been moldering a little bit. It's very waxy and nutty. I do not love the nose. I added water to it. It did not improve on the palate. Let's revisit. It's creamy. It's a little sweet at the finish. A little vanilla. It's green. I don't get any rye spice. I am confused. I don't hate it, but I would not pay what they're asking for this.
You know, when you say rye, I'm expecting rye. I'm expecting that rye. But
this is malted, more malted rye than the rye we get.
Right.
Like you're not tasting the pumpernickel spice. You're not tasting the cinnamon. It's just weird. It's a cool experiment. It's not for me.
Right. This is probably this expression, except for number 8. This is probably my least favorite.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't tasted
one of my favorite whiskeys.
I haven't tasted number 8 yet.
I'm saving it for you. Yeah.
I'm saving that.
Number 8's a Lagavulin. So, yeah.
What?
Justin, what did you think?
Smells like vociferous vegetables and perfume.
Cruciferous vegetables?
Vociferous. Like broccoli.
That's cruciferous.
Cauliflower.
Yeah. Gross.
On the palate, it was like nice and creamy. I got like okra and cream with heavy pepper. on the palate.
The okra is a good call.
Ooh, yes.
Good call.
Like that sticky, that little sticky
slimy.
Okra.
Slimy in a good
okra.
Way.
It's not. The mucilage is good for the okra. It's good for your gut too, but not for this.
And the finish is pepper.
Pepper. Brett, I mean Bob.
A very like a white pepper though, like a light pepper, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Bob, what do you think?
I just find it funny that the first guy that finds something slimy in it is the lawyer. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Fair. It finds you slimy.
Fair
it
comment.
Finds you slimy. Fair Justin. Comment.
Yeah, the nose is definitely kind of green. They have a note in here.
I'm finishing.
They have a note in here, woody cologne. I'm like, yes. Yes, woody cologne.
No, it's not woody cologne. There's no cologne. There's no sandalwood. Yeah. There's no Amberana. There's no cologne here. There's nothing good.
Woody cologne. Yeah. But
like Old Spice.
Yeah. Oh, you wish.
It's a woody cologne.
So look, generally, Tinninic is a blending scotch. Don't nobody releases a single malt Tinninic. Yeah. Making a rye single grain.
Look,
I applaud the experiment.
I like a single grain whiskey. I love a single grain whiskey.
I like wheat and corn single grains.
This one, it's missing a little bit. It's sweet up front. It's got a nice creaminess to it. It's a little acidic on the palate. That greenness is still there.
I mean, I'm not kicking it out of bed, but I'm not going out of my way to find it.
Yeah, there's definitely a vegetal note to it on the back end. It's an interesting experiment. Again, I wouldn't turn my nose up at it if you poured me a glass, but I'm like you. I wouldn't go out of my way to get one. You know, okay, nothing fantastic. So we're going to be giving the Tinninic Single Grain Scotch Whiskey Daring Rye 8-year-old 3 sips.
Interesting.
Someone there dared them to do it.
Yeah. So that takes us to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. The next one is the Kleinisch Wax & Son 18-year-old special release 2025, 51.5% ABV, 103 proof. The Wax & Son is imbued with a sweet tropical vibrancy from a unique experiment that draws a cut of liquid early in the distillation process when tropical flavors are prevalent. It's called a pineapple cut. I don't know if that's an upside down pineapple or not, but it's a pineapple cut.
Only on the door, the villages for you.
Yeah.
The villages are on the cruise ships.
It evokes warm memories of sun-drenched paradise in every sip. Let me see if that's true. Well, on the nose, you get that little sweetness of the nose. You do get that pineapple on the nose. It does pop out, that pineapple cut, that you get that pineapple on the palate.
It's like unripe pineapple.
Yeah, it's nice creamy texture to it. You get those fruity characters on it. It's another one of these, another very delicate, very, for this one, delicate, it really stands out. This one
I think
jumps out
at you. I feel like you compare everything to over the top peaty whiskeys. This is not delicate. Yeah. This is a great whiskey. It's got good body.
Okay, it does have. It's got a lot of body to it. I mean, it's got a lot of great notes to it and stuff that I think a lot of people would enjoy this one. I think that somebody can come up and take this one and drink it and say, "Wow, that's a great scotch."
Coming from you, that's a compliment, dude. You do not like scotch.
No, I mean, no, it's, you know, because I think this is, I tend to think that peaty, smoky stuff is more of a geek, is more on the geek side. And this is something that more people are going to enjoy, this one right here.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. This is approachable for Americans who are, if you're a bourbon guy, you find this approachable. I find this outstanding. Kleinisch, over the last few years, has made some of the special release, the Diageo special releases of Kleinisch especially, have been life-changingly good. This is not life-changingly good, but it's still amazing.
Oh, and then when you add a drop of water to this one, it takes it to another level as
pineapple
well.
Pineapple bomb, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So, this is something that that everybody can enjoy. You don't have to be on the geeky side to enjoy it.
Oh, God, the water just made this explode, dude. Oh, wow. Justin, what did you think about this?
The Kleinisch?
Yeah, did you try with the water or no?
Yes.
How much? You do. You're very
stingy.
Light-handed. You're stingy
in the water.
Put some more water in there.
Water costs money.
I got the lychees. It was creamy. It reminded me of the Buchanan's pineapple, really.
No, Buchanan's pineapple's too sweet. There's no sweetness.
Well, it's lighter. Yeah. It's a classy.
Right.
If they did a high version. End of Buchanan's pineapple, It would be this.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's very balanced. It's very balanced is the biggest word you can use for this. It's, you know, so
I find this to be a fruit bomb that's amazing. What do you think, Bob?
I think this is fantastic. This is really one of the better ones I've had. And I'm with you. I think the last couple of releases of Kleinleash have been really, really, really good. I can always pick it out because it has that waxiness to it that I do kind of enjoy. But it's got a lovely minerality to it. It's especially on the nose.
I didn't find this as waxy as previous releases.
No, it's not. But it's there. You know, it's every distillery's got their, you know, the Beam Peanuts, and everybody's got their character, and Kleinleash has that. The tropical fruit on this is fantastic. The pineapple literally leaps out of the glass once you put a little bit more water in it.
Justin said lychee, and I think I agree with him with the water and the lychee. Yeah,
it's tropical fruit. It's definitely tropical fruit. This is a fantastic whiskey, and it only got better with water. So I absolutely love this one.
We're 18 years old, only 103 proof, and still, it's just over-delivered.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give the Kleinleash Wax and Sun 18-year-old special releases a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Because, boy, howdy, if I can get a scotch that Brent actually likes.
Yeah.
We went from my least favorite to my favorite on all in one, you know, in one smooth motion. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
We haven't got to number 8 yet.
I'm ready for number 8, baby.
Give him time. We're getting there.
Commercial.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing. Night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we are still discussing the 2025 Diageo special releases. So our next one up is the Daiyuan Marbled Treasures 21-year-old. It's 54.4% ABV, or 108.8 proof. This never-before-released 21-year-old expression is matured lifelong in Spanish oak and ex-sherry casks. And boy, does it show on the color.
It's the darkest one of all.
This is 21 years in ex-sherry.
Yeah.
And you can tell most of these are new because that color is so dark.
Yeah. This thing is 18 shades darker than anything else on the table, but that doesn't matter. You can't drink color. So what do we got?
My heart's darker. I can drink color.
On the nose, the sherry is there. It's absolutely beautiful. It's not overpowering, but it lets you know that it's there. It wraps around the
scotch. I was afraid that 21 years in sherry would be too overpowering, but it's still balanced.
There's a roast nuttiness to it. Some dark chocolate on the nose. It's really, really, really pretty. And let's see on the palate. Dark brown sugar. It's got a heaviness to it. Heavy, heavy coffee notes, espresso, a little bit of pepper on the back palate. Dark, dark, dark cocoa mocha on the back end.
And like peppercorns, baby.
Yeah, the pepper is definitely there. This one is another one that, with a little water, for me, it jumped up a full point. Beautiful whiskey. What'd you think, Harv?
I think you hit all the notes, Bob. I mean, Jesus, this is absolutely gorgeous. I was expecting this to 21 years in the sherry. I expected it to be too much. But again, you said water. The water really did improve it because I feel like it flattened.
It was a little astringent.
It flattened it a bit, yeah. But I was able to taste more. I was like chocolate covered raisins, The roasted chestnut. Did you say roasted chestnuts?
What roasted nuts. Yeah, yeah, I didn't get specific, so but there's a dark roasted nuttiness to it.
It's just the water brought this
it's
out.
It's that 21-year-old Oloroso cask.
Yeah.
You're getting that nuttiness in it. It's beautiful.
And there's a coffee note, and I don't drink coffee, but this is the type of, this is the coffee that's not too acidic. It's not too bitter. It's
like
after the sweet
like
spot.
Like a light mocha.
Yeah, right. Exactly, Brent. So yeah. So what did you think about this one?
That's what, I mean, on the palate, that's what I liked about this one was that it had that, it's like that like a brown sugar mocha, a little bit of pepper. It just felt really nice on your palate, you know, in the.
And long lingering finish.
Yeah, it was very nice. I mean, there was. When you say you can't taste color, oh, I tasted the color on that one.
You can't taste color in scotch because they're allowed to add color.
Yeah, well.
I don't know if this is no color. Yeah. This is probably no color added.
I can taste this color,
The special releases in Scotland from Diageo tend to be non-chill filtered, no color added.
Yeah.
And these are cast strength as well.
So what'd you think,
unadulterated.
Justin? I got like Turkish Delight with Turkish coffee on the palate. Just a spicy hot back to it. I loved it. I could smoke this with a Connecticut cigar, something light, or with a cream soda, not in it, but just to chase it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to give the Daewon Marble Treasures 21-year-old special release a well-deserved 4 sips.
4? I thought 5, man. Didn't we agree on 5?
I wanted 5, but you know.
Oh, we've got some dissenters.
All right, Justin, tell us about our last one.
You said you would untie me.
So I had the privilege to talk about the Lagavulin Grain and Embers 12-year-olds, 56.5% alcohol by volume, or 113 proof. This 12-year-old Lagavulin is matured in refill casks and Pedro Ximenez and Oloroso seasoned European oak butts. The color on it is light. The nose, it's peat, my friends. If you love the peat.
It's a punch in the face with phenol.
There's peat. I don't get any other notes. Just peat. On the palate, surprisingly, there's peat. It has other flavors, but they're well under there. You get...
You can taste the fruit underneath.
You get a little bit of smoked pork. You get some salt. You're somewhere near the ocean while you're smelling peat. Brent?
Oysters.
They provide tasting notes with some of these things. And this is one of the things they say. It's a smoldering peat, wood ash, and hints of soap and plaster. No, that automatically makes me want
to read that. I didn't read their notes.
I mean, when I read that, I'm like, oh my God, they put it in there that they didn't want you to enjoy it like that. But this one here, I've just now tasted it. And it is peaty, but it's not like over peaty because you can still get those.
No, I think it's over peaty.
Because you get
some people
get the
love
fruit.
Construction, Brent, and they want to drink it.
I understand that, but
and this is
one
the
here,
spirit for them.
I've let it set out. I've put water in it. This is the first time I'm tasting it of all the, you know, because I didn't taste it earlier. They want to ruin my palate because of that soap and plaster.
But you're still strapped down to the table.
The next line is maritime notes evoke rock pools, lobster pots, fresh scallops, oysters.
Also, look, I got the oyster note. I don't get lobster pot because I don't know what a lobster pot tastes like.
That's like a salt.
You've never been invited to a party. That's your problem, yeah.
I didn't live in the Northeast where they go lobstering. I've been scuba diving for lobsters.
Oh, we do lobster pot here all the time. We just don't invite you.
Oh, I hate you now. No, I do this crawfish boils, baby.
What do you think?
I was worried that this one was going to be over peaty, and I don't think that this is over peaty. I think that this has the strong peat notes, but it's really got
big
those
peaty,
fruit.
Regular peaty? Repeaty?
Repeating, yeah. So then it's got those fruit notes underneath that and the saltiness and the you know that sea underneath of it that you can actually taste. Mm. So for me, I'm enjoying it more than I thought I would.
Excellent.
Me too. It is heavy on the peat. There is a heavy campfire smoke to it, but
the maritime notes that oysters,
everything else comes through.
There you say lobster pot, which I have no idea.
Yeah,
the scallops.
First, it's going to kick you in the nose and the teeth, and then you're going to get the other flavors.
You have to let it. Yeah,
I think it's delicious.
Yeah. I added water. I let it sit. I didn't taste it until we just now tasted it. So,
and I've had every Lagavulin that's ever been released, except for a few like really rare ones. It's not my favorite, but it's up there. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there. But as for a 12-year-old Lagavulin, I think last year's was a little bit better. This one is freaking amazing.
Yeah, every year's different.
Every year is different, but it's smooth. It's not just smoky, it's very smooth.
Yeah,
but because of that peat, it's not for everybody. I mean, you have a select audience for this kind of
the smoke is not edgy. It's not rough.
It's not that burnt asphalt on the side of the road. No, it's not like that.
You're at the bonfire. And you're tasting the smoke, but it's not making your eyes water.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's
from
not
the heat.
Right.
I'm just remembering the last time I was in Iowa because we were at a bonfire on the beach eating
scallops. Yes, yes. Keep telling your stories, Bob. I'm going
to
cut you.
Next door to Lagavulin. And it brings up those memories. So
I have not been to Scotland as an adult. I need to go now.
This one is fantastic. So we're going to be giving the Lagavulin Grain and Embers 12-year-old a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
All right, boys. I think they did a pretty good job with the special releases. They do every year.
It's fun.
And honestly, we always say the same thing. The packaging for the media kit. Nobody on earth. Nobody does it better than Diageo. Oh my God. We take pictures of the box and get 5,000 likes. They've got the best marketing department, but they did a great job on these. So,
yeah. I can't wait to see the actual bottles. They're not in Florida yet. It's April, Diageo. It's April.
Yep. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you. You guys can untie me now. That was the promise.
Thank you, Harm.
Thank you, Bob.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you. These were fun.
For Sip, Says, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob reminding you life is short, too short to drink bad whiskey. And fortunately, we didn't have to really do that
today. It wasn't really bad whiskey today.
It was just you couldn't deal with the peat.
No. I drank everything, and I thought I gave everything a very fair score. So that was, you know,
pretty good day in the basement.
Yeah.
Brent liked it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap it in the subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy, tap tap taparoo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.